Okay, good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, hello. This is the commentary for the Chapter 1 assignment. Well, actually, it's a commentary for all the assignment handout, notes, sheets, because every section is going to have one of these sheets. And people will say, well, Frank, do you have a study guide? And I say, yes, this is it. This chapter outline, or whatever you want to call it, is your study guide. Now, do you have to know all the terms? Well, yes and no. You need to know, be familiar with most of the terms. Many of the terms, or not many, a few of the terms, I will tell you in the lecture, in the presentation, in the handouts. This isn't that important. For example, in this one, the book goes into great detail in the beginning of the semester. I don't know why they do. They go into great detail about options and futures. I'm going to tell you in the presentation, ignore them for now. Just know they exist, know what they are in terms of, you know, the one or two line description that I give you about them. But we're going to deal with them in detail later on. So most everything on here you will. If I say, you know, forget this for now, then you can forget it for now. It has the sections from the chapter and many of the chapter terms. And it also tells you the assignments. Sometimes the assignments are on this handout. Usually you have to go to a separate sheet. It tells you the due dates for the assignments and how many points they're worth. Okay? So now, one good thing about these is these handouts are somewhat akin to what you should really be doing on your own as a student. And we at the community college level do our best to prime the pump, so to speak, with regard to your need to increase your study skills. Some of you complain that you haven't gone to school in a long time and you don't even know where to start. Well, this is the place to start. Write down all the terms that are in the lecture and the book and the presentations, and make sure you can come up with a little one or two line description of what they are. How's that, huh? How's that for helping our students? Okay, so if there's any questions about these, remember you can always send them to the discussion board where another student I check might help you faster than I can. I check the discussion boards every day usually, and you can also email me, but I prefer you go to discussion boards because then everybody gets in to the act and you might see some questions somebody else asked that you said, oh yeah, I have a question about that. Okay, now let's take a look at Chapter 1 in specific. As we discussed in the presentation, I sort of blended the first chapter from the book plus the third chapter from the book plus some lecture notes, because the book doesn't really have a good discussion of short-term securities. So this is the brief history of risk versus return, that's Chapter 1, plus the securities overview, or the overview of security type, which is Chapter 3. The problem is that, as I say in the lecture and in this handout right here, the book spends far too much time going into detail on these topics. And we're going to do a little thumbnail, I like to call it, thumbnail view of each of these. And we'll get into each of these in detail more along the lines. So people will say, oh, there's too much information. Relax. Relax. Just make sure you understand what are in the presentations, what the discussions in the presentations, and you don't have to get into it in detail. That's what we're going to do later on. Okay? Great. So section one consists of chapter one, mostly a brief history of risk versus return, a little bit of chapter 3. You go ahead, read the book, chapter 3, but if it starts seeming too scary, just run away and make sure you understand what's in the presentation. And then in the presentation, the lecture notes on short-term securities, short-term investments. All right.